I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran's foreign minister calls for an end to United States sanctions. Speaking at an event held by the World Economic Forum, he said, Tehran won't consider nuclear talks until the maximum pressure campaign is off. The demands come as nationwide protests in Iran turn violent. Fadi Sharaya of the MENA Leadership Center says,
So I'm happy to see that some people are expressing their opinion over price hike. But you never know what will this lead to.
Similar rallies over fuel price hikes brought Iranians to the streets in 2019. The government's crackdown turned them into the deadliest protests since the Islamic Republic's founding in 1979. Ask God to protect his secret followers in Iran.
Please pray for the church with a capital C in Iran. Pray that they will have wisdom how to navigate around this.
And thousands of people around the world have had their lives changed with a nine-word question. Would you like to hear more about Jesus Christ? Jesus Film Project's online outreach team runs photo and video ads around the world. The ads are reaching people in dangerous contexts and sharing the gospel. We get the details from Mission Network News' Lindsay Koh.
These online ads feature artistic images of Jesus and Scripture. One man clicked on the ad after he'd lost his home and entire family in a bombing. Via live chat, a Christian team member shared how Jesus could meet him in this loss, and he began a relationship with Jesus. In the last month, 109 people have come to Christ from Jesus Film Project's online ministry. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.